This is Smart Tech, episode 1522, your Smart Tech Holiday Gift Guide. Hello, and welcome to this Christmas Holiday Gift Guide of Technology Fun. My name's Chuck Minear, and I am your host of Smart Tech. And boy, do I like Christmas. I like Christmas because mostly people are in good moods during Christmas. Not always. Sometimes the holidays get to people and they get a little bit snarky. But for the most part, that whole idea of giving people a little bit extra space, being a little bit nicer to people, seems to come through in the holidays. And if nothing else, you get to eat a lot of food. And if you look at me, I'm very Santa-esque in that. So anyway, enough said. In this episode, I would like to take you through 10 ideas for the tech head in your life. Maybe somebody who likes technology or thinks some things are neat. And even if they're not a big tech head, there's some neat gifts in here at all kinds of price ranges. And so I'm just going to go through them. But of course, you can find out more information about each and every one of these gifts, or, you know, gifts for your family, gifts for your friend, or gifts for yourself at our website, www.smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV. There are two T's in the middle. So without further ado, let's jump right in. You Back to the Future fans know that on October 21st, 2015, that was the date that Marty McFly jumped into the future, which is now our past. Isn't that weird? He jumped into our future, which is our past, and there were a whole bunch of neat inventions that were supposed to be around, one of them being a flying hoverboard. Now, we don't have flying hoverboards, but we do have something called a hoverboard, and you might want to try it out. The hoverboard actually has wheels on it, so it doesn't fly. But for around $300 to $400, you can buy a hoverboard, which is a board that you can stand on, and it goes forward and backwards with little motors, and you can ride it around. The hoverboard is so popular this year that the city of New York has already banned it from sidewalks. So if you get one of these, make sure you check the area that you live in and make sure that they allow you to ride them. But for $300 to $400, you can almost be Marty McFly with a hoverboard. Let's jump down to a lower cost. There's a little invention called a tile. It's a small square, fits on pretty much anything, but mostly meant for key rings, things like that. And with the tile for $25, you can find things. So the tile has a little speaker in it, and you can actually have the tile make a noise if you're looking for it. It works within proximity. So as you get closer to the device or within a certain range of the device, it will tell you that you're in the general area of the device. It also has the ability to keep track of where it was. So you can look on your iPhone or Android phone, and you can see the last place that this tile was. And so if you've left your keys somewhere, you can go, oh yeah, no, they're at home, or they're in my car, or I left things at work. And that is a tile. It is $25, and I will put the link on our website. Look, if your kid's looking for an iPad for Christmas and you give them something else, you will have a lot of, thanks, Dad. Because the iPad is, of course, one of the most robust, and that's because the iPad has its own ecosystem and certain apps and certain things and ways that it works. But there are other brands of tablets, and if you're not tied to Apple, or you just want to try out what a tablet will do for you, you know, Amazon has really brought the prices down. There is an Amazon Fire tablet now for $50. So you can get into the world of tablets. And the nice thing about the Amazon device is if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can stream movies for free, or at least for the annual subscription cost of your Amazon Prime account, to that device. You can also read Kindle books, whatever. The quality is okay. It's definitely something nice to give your kids because, if you break it, it's $50 as opposed to, $300 or $400 or $500 for an iPad. So you might want to give that a try if you're doing an entry-level tablet. You want to try out a tablet. It'll do a lot of the things that an iPad will do. You can use, calendar. You can calendar events. You can, as I said, watch movies. You can look up things on the web. And you can, of course, buy directly from Amazon on it. So if you're doing that, now it'll cost you more than $50, I guess. Now, one of the things that really bugs people is the idea that when they run out of ink on their printer, they have to spend a small fortune to buy new ink cartridges. And so lots of times you can get a really good deal on a printer, but then you realize after you use up all of your ink, you're going to spend almost what you spent on the printer, if not more, to refill the ink. There's a model called the Epson ET2550. It sells for retail around $400. You can get a little cheaper than that. But the nice thing about the Epson is that it has refillable tanks. And these tanks last an average of a year's worth of printing. So when the ink does run out, you just fill up the whole tank with ink at a much cheaper price than going out and buying the whole ink tank situation with the different colors. So in the long run, if you're planning on keeping the printer for a while, in the long run, you might want to look at an Epson ET2550. It's a great printer, prints very high quality, and the ink refills are cheaper. You kind of just have to do the math, how many pages you think you'll be printing and how many times you'll be changing those cartridges. Now, we mentioned an Amazon Fire tablet starting at $50. But if you are a reader, I mean, that's pretty much what you do with a device. You read. You read books. You're a large book reader. Not that you're large, but that you read a lot of books. Then there is no better reading device than a Kindle Paperwhite. It sells for about $120. And I'll tell you what, around the holidays, if you can wait, Kindle and Amazon have been lowering that price or running sales off and on. So right now, the Kindle Paperwhite is $120, which I think is a great value. It is easy on the eyes. It lets you take your whole library with you, pretty much, or at least a good chunk of your library with you when you travel. And you can change the size of the font, which I like. I prefer reading on my Kindle now over reading a regular book, especially a paperback book. I guess if it's one of those really nice coffee table books, I don't. But if you're just reading like a novel, I would rather now. I've gotten to the point where I like my Kindle better. So, and the nice thing about having the Kindle and the Fire tablet, you can read from one to the other and it keeps track of your bookmarks and all of those things. So I would recommend a Kindle Paperwhite as a great gift for the person who reads a lot. Okay, so here's something at $170. We're going up in price a little bit more, but it's called a Petsy Treat Camera. Now, this is interesting. There's a lot of cameras out now that you can get, a drop cam. We've talked about them on this program a few times, that you can get and you can put in your house and then you can, or your business or wherever. It's Wi-Fi enabled, so you can look at your house or a room or whatever from a distance. In fact, we have stories that I've told before of someone. There's one story of someone from overseas. Actually, I think they were in Singapore at the time. They checked on their house. They saw somebody breaking into their house. They actually called the police department from Singapore and said, I'm in Singapore. I'm out of town, but I'm looking on my phone right now and somebody's breaking into my house. So kind of neat. Here's a new twist. This is called a Petsy. And the idea of this camera is you can use it as a regular camera, like you'd use, you know, the drop cam or whatever. But it, the idea is that it keeps track of your pet. So you can watch your pet during the day. You can, through an app on the phone, you can actually talk to your pet. So you can hit the button and there's a little speaker in the camera that lets you speak to your pet. But the best part is it gives them treats. You can load it up with these little treats. And when you're talking to your pet, if you want to praise them or whatever, you can push the button and out of the front spits a bunch of these treat, little treat pellets. And your animal can eat the treat. So you can talk to your animal and you can give treats to your animal. I think if I put that camera up and it was too close, my dog would try to eat the camera after the first time it gave it treats. But nonetheless, you might want to give it a try. It's called a Petsy. For around $30, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more, you can get yourself an Anker 4-port USB charger. Now, I really like this. I have one. I have the 5-port, and it handles everything from tablets, which take a lot of juice, to phones, which take less juice. But when I go on a trip now, I don't carry all the little chargers. I just carry the one charger. It's got 4 ports on it, and you can plug it into the wall and then plug in all your USB charging devices. So if you have an Apple Watch or a watch, you have a phone, you have a Kindle, you have an iPad, whatever you have, whatever groups of devices that you have that you need to charge, you only need one charger. It also works great in the airport. If you're sitting in the airport and there's one plug left and somebody's got something plugged in, you can say to them, hey, can I plug my device in? Because you can charge your device and my device at the same time. And so it creates new friendships, new bonds. Yeah, like you want to bond with people in the airport. But if you did, you might want to try a 4-port USB charger, and it is a great gift. On this program, we've talked about the Google Chromecast in the past, and there's a lot of good, I'm not really making an official television streaming device recommendation this year, but if you're an Apple user, the new Apple TV has come out, which you might want to look at. If you're not an Apple user, I still think the Roku is some of the best bang for the dollar. And there's also an Amazon Fire and the Fire Stick, which if you're an Amazon Prime user, you might want to look at that specifically. And there's also something called the Chromecast, which is made by Google and plugs into your television, and you can stream on that one. That's probably the least attractive to me out of all of them, although they all work. But Google's come out with something that's kind of neat for this year, and it's called the Google Chromecast Audio. This is a $35 unit. It's a disc. And what it's made to do is to make your devices, your old audio devices, like a boombox, things like that, useful in streaming music. So it's a little Wi-Fi streaming device. It's very small. It plugs into an input of your stereo, your boombox. If your car has an audio in, you can use it in that. Anywhere that you have Wi-Fi, and that's the key. You have to have Wi-Fi availability. Then it takes anything you can stream to your phone, like Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, things like that. Streaming music or other subscription and non-subscription services, and it streams them, it directs them directly to the Chromecast audio. So for example, you're in your house, you've got your old stereo, you plug this device in, then you go on your phone and you say, I want to do Pandora. But instead of streaming, you know, common way of doing it is to plug your phone in right to your stereo directly, and then you can play it, which is true. You can do that, but you get a phone call and all of a sudden your stereo's ringing at you, or it beeps at you, or you get a text or whatever, and you get a ding or whatever through the speakers, and it kind of interrupts the music playing. This is a receiver like your phone, a Wi-Fi receiver built into this little disc. And all your phone is doing is turning it on and off. It's connecting, making the connection. So if you use Pandora and you're a Pandora user and music comes through Pandora for you, you like that. If you were at a party and you had one of these Bluetooth speakers, or you have your home stereo or your television, you would either connect via Bluetooth to that speaker or to your TV, or you would plug your phone in. That makes your phone unusable for regular phone activities, texting, receiving phone calls, whatever. So what this does is it controls, the phone controls the Chromecast audio and it turns it on. And once it turns it on and connects to Pandora with your regular Pandora account that you'd use on your phone, then you can use your phone for whatever else you want. And it'll just keep playing until you go back to your phone and turn off the Chromecast audio. So it's a great little device if you want to be able to stream music or from one of these other streaming services. But the best thing about it is it's really cheap. It's $35 and it sounds really good. Now, my last two items are a little crazy, but I want to, as far as price goes, but I want to make a couple recommendations. If you're an iPhone user or an iPad user, you use those devices to take photos. In fact, the number one camera, used camera in the world is an iPhone. Okay? More pictures are taken on an iPhone than any other single manufactured device. People love their iPhones if they use them for photography. And smartphones even more. I mean, if you have a smartphone, you use it to take pictures. But granted, even though the quality has come up and it takes really nice pictures generally, it's not a full function camera. Enter a company called DxO. And DxO is a German company. They're very famous in professional photography realm for some of their photographic software. They've come out with a device called a DxO One Camera. And the One Camera is about $600. It's got a 1-inch sensor inside. See, the key to quality pictures is not only megapixels, but it's the size of the sensor. So if you have a larger sensor with less megapixels, you'll get a sharper picture than you will with a smaller sensor where they've crammed a bunch of megapixels on a smaller sensor. So this is a 1-inch sensor with about a 20 megapixel camera. So very good quality, high quality megapixels on a large chip with a good quality lens. And it actually plugs into the bottom of your iPhone. So your iPhone becomes the electronics that kind of run this. You've got your viewfinder on your iPhone. You have your storage in your iPhone for your pictures. But you have an external device that's much higher quality. If you went and you bought something of this quality as a full camera, you'd probably be spending over $1,000 on something that has that large of a sensor and that good of a lens. So now, if they don't have to provide all the electronics, they can drop the price down to $600 and you can plug it right into your iPhone, the bottom of your iPhone. It sticks out, I think, about 2 inches or so, maybe 3 inches, something like that. But it sticks out the bottom of your phone, but it allows you to take these pictures and store them on your phone. And when you store them on your phone, of course, they're synced automatically to the cloud. If you want them to be, they can be put on your Google Photos or your Photos app for your iPhone. So it's a really neat way to marry the two and to get pictures quickly, but very high quality pictures. I have not personally used this device, but people that I really respect in the photography world say that once you use it, you are quite amazed at the quality of photos that come off of this device. And like I said, they're already electronically saved into your phone and backed up on the cloud if you want them to be. And finally, I'm going to go nuts and I'm going to recommend the iPad Pro. Now, the iPad Pro is a big honkin' iPad. It's big. In fact, it's bigger than a lot of laptops are. But what makes this a quality product for some people is the ability to do art on it. If you are an artist or you know an artist, you should go down to an Apple store and try this out. They have a device called an Apple Pencil. It's an electronic pencil that you buy, of course, separately. It's another $100. But you buy this pencil and you can draw with pressure-sensitive accuracy on this screen. And the screen is stunning. It's stunningly beautiful. And the software that third-party authors have created for this and to use as art for the purposes of art on this are tremendous. If you need a larger screen, it's a great larger screen. It is not going to take the place of a laptop for a lot of people. Ecosystem is running apps. So if you find the apps that do exactly what you want it to do, it's great. If you don't and you want more computer flexibility, you may want to look at some of the Microsoft Surface products, especially their new laptop, which is really, really nice. But if you like iPads and the simplicity of iPads, the fact that they're really stable, you don't have the problems that you have with Windows, and the touch interface on iPad compared to Windows. Windows tries to take a desktop operating system and make it a touchable interface. And so to me, it's clunky. It's not fluid. Apple has taken the direction of making the device, either a touchscreen interface or a computer interface and keeping those OS's a bit separate. So it just depends on what you like. My suggestion when you spend that much money is you go down to a Microsoft store, you go down to an Apple store, you try it for what you want to use it for. But I'll tell you, for what it does it the best. And I would recommend you take a look at an iPad Pro, especially if you have a lot of money you want to burn. And there are so many other great tech devices and gadgets out there. You know, I can't cover them all. These are just some. And I'm sure that the people who listen to this podcast would love to hear your ideas. So the best way to do that is to go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. You can click on today's episode, on this episode, and you can leave a comment. You can also subscribe to our Facebook page. We get most of our comments now via our Facebook page. So go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, leave a comment there. I try to take those comments and put them over onto the website. So if it's easier for you to do that, that's fine. Easiest is the best. You can find about all types of technology, technology devices, our advice for the year on different things at our website, www.smarttech.tv. Tell your friends, word of mouth is the best way. So I hope this helps you get ready for Christmas and all of the other holidays that come around this time of year, and that you have a lot of happy family and friends who get great gifts from you, or you're real happy when you buy it for yourself. Whatever you're into. Until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.